out of issues do we have to place here? I think, is it on the Pirush HaBor or on Anavta, right?
Where do you think we are? I think we're not. I think we're a bit further. I think we're by
Ve'elu Gimel Dvarim.
I think we're by Ve'elu Gimel Dvarim.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So he explained that the world, the way it comes out through Hashem Baruch Hu created the world with din, and it's be'emes, and it's headed toward shalom. And now he's going to explain Ve'elu Gimel Dvarim Mitzad Gimel Tchinas. So he says that these three inyanim that he said, the Emes and the Din and the Sholem, are coming from three different angles. Mitzad HaPol Shehoitzi HaBriya LePol B'Gzei Rasei. So he says like this. The Akkadosh Baruch Hu, the first Nekuda is that Akkadosh Baruch Hu brought out the world mitzad. I think he means over here ki'ilu min ha'koach al-hapol, that Akkadosh Baruch Hu gave it existence, and therefore, so at Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one. There's one element in the world that there is a bore constantly in the world, and that gezer is mekayim as a gam kain, because shem ein din ba'olam as olam mismaited mitzatzer. Now let's explain this a little bit. We spoke about it a while back, I think. The mitzias of din is the mark of where the world really is shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we explained before in the beginning, when we were speaking about the Inyan of Din, so he said that, we said like this, every Din is a yardstick that measures something against a predecessor. For instance, if I haul you to court for something you've done wrong, so it means there are laws there which you're bound to. If I get a mark in a test, the mark is comparing what I did klapi what the expectation was. Every din sees itself as being beholden to something else. You can't have a din, you can't be done something unless to what you're being done it to. So b'meila, within the Bria, the Misha Atasetim v'cheshbin is the kesher of the Arjun Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because if I'm sitting in America and I'm an American citizen, and in England they want to try me, it's meaningless. I don't know England anything, I'm not shaykh to England, and b'meila, I can't stand bidin to England. Here, I am beholden to something which is there before, and I'm an American citizen. America came first, imposed its laws, and then I came to it. So I was born into it. So lemaisa, every din has the chesemes of the bayre as its starting point, and b'meila, if you're oikadin, then you're saying that the world has its own mitzias, and if it has its own mitzias, it can't exist. So din is the chelak that points at bria sola. It's because the etzem maisa bria is imposing its mitzias on it, and if you're oikadin, you're oikad the etzem mitzias of something. That's one. Va'pchina beis mitzar olam atzmoi shu osui be'emes. When you are done a din, what you paskin at the end of the din is emes. And let's just explain this. But it's the nekuda is like this. clear A to B. For instance, let's say I'm manufacturing yardsticks. So I have a yardstick that is the paradigm. This is the yardstick. Every yardstick has to stol sich to that yardstick. The original yardstick is called the din. In other words, it's what is toveya every piece the stol sich zu. The end, if it stol sich zu appropriately, it's called emes. In other words, is this a real yardstick? Well, let's compare it to the original yardstick. Yes, it is a real yardstick. So emes is the quality lying in the nivra that stole himself to the bore and was found to be correct. So the din that you carry out is emes. In other words, I have now, by looking into the Gemara, I've said that in this case, this is where the money should go. If there's no emes, the world itself loses its kiyum because it's not emes. The third one is Shalom. In other words, we have the Mokar is called Din. The Pol Yotze, the piece that I'm comparing, is called Emes. And if it fits its purpose, that's called Shalom. So let's say I have to manufacture a bolt a screw, a nut, something. So I have a mucker, I have the thing I'm manufacturing, and when it snaps into its place and it fits, that's where I have the shleimus of the thing. So when I measure the things with the yardsticks and they are appropriately measured, that's when I have its shleimus. So in a certain sense, in another way of looking at it, this fits mucker, mohus, and matara, source, essence, and goal. Ubaloima, kadin yesh the mailo yoyna shalom oimen alav. Vechena emes yesh the mailo yoyna shalom misur of emes. Vechol asher ba'olam nivra be emes. Vechem yeshena machloikis to mailo yoyna, shaken oilam oimen bishalom. So the Mishnah is telling me that all these inyanim here have in themselves milas that are all of it has in itself milas that the world stands on. There's the mila of din, there's the mila of emes, and there's the mila of shalom. Those three milas are all essential milas, rather than just midas tovos within the world. So even though the world is developing constantly, but it's not developing in the sense where it's being oike what was there, but it is fulfilling itself. So he's obviously stalling it to some sort of pneumistic mahalach. There is a sort of general pnimistic and mahalach that you could sell it to, not very specifically. Basically, you have midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are called shrushis tika hanhagis. We'll call them, I guess, my assumption is he's referring to the hanhagis of Chachma and Bina and Das, possibly, as that's kind of parallel to Din. In other words, it's what is expected of you. Just like the plan, when you have a plan that you're building with, there's a certain, the plan is the expectation, and everything is expected to shalzach tzu to it. Then you have the thing itself that you measure against that plan, and those hanhagis would be called, are the main midas from chesed through your side, which are midas that are midas of the etzem peulas and hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are emes in the sense that they shalzach to their shorish. And then you have malchus, which is the bringing out of everything into its final format, into its most physical format, which is a b'china shalom. I assume that that's what he's kind of showing it to. I don't know. You know, it's he's very lefar shayso pirs zibor.
I'm sorry again. Just the first one was din is shayich to chacham.
This said, and the way he speaks din is shayich to the early anhagis that are called
to the moichin.
The moichin. In other words, they are what the expectation of the world is. What the world has to measure itself to. That, so the world has to measure itself to the tochnit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, to the Alpayim Shana Lifnei, that Torah was marked in the world. The world stands to something. The world itself, that Haggis themselves, the Gufan Haggis, are parallel to Emes, what he says. And Malchus, he tags the Shal. Now, in the language of Kabbalah, there are other languages, because Din, Malchus, the Bechinas Din, in the Gemara Rishayin, there is no real Din. You know, in their language, the terms are a little bit different. But I think in specific, this is what he's referring to. Okay. Ve'elu kol ha'shloisha nichlolim b'divri ha'tana. Ki kashe ta'ayin em kreivim ze lozeh, ach pir sha'achin bor ein zavibay. So all the esbeim that he gave until now, whether it's the Chalki Adam, whether it's the world, whether it's the Bria Zolim, and this, it's all the same. In other words, they're all parallel. The mahalchim, just depending on what you're taking as the piece, as the ik of the world, or the people, or the dilemmas of the people, or the bria of the world. Now he's showing it to the early Mishnah. Now I'm going to try to explain that. For Omer Chazal, Loman ischa pash mishpotim lepash mizbeach, shetosim sanhedrin etzel amizbeach. Ke'elu beiz advorim avoyde v'din shneim l'kadosh baruch hu b'frat. Ki kemoish avoyde lov kachat din l'kadosh baruch hu shneim l'kai mishpat elohim, uksiv k'loi l'odom tishpoitu k'mishu elohim. Same thing, Pasha Shoif, the Mazi Tchil al Adin, Tzarek Tzarek Tzirdof, Lissabte Mishra, Lissik HaShoicha, Vachak Mazal Avoida, Lissak HaMatzeb, Lissit HaShir, Lissizba. Kashis Bar Dvorim, Eilu B'nissim Zoylo. Ki Eilu B'nissim Dvorim, Yuchon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's talk a little bit about this, let's explain this. You know what, let's finish the Al Chazav. Oyrim Ram, Iman Adayin, Shein Ahogin, Kilu Not HaShira, O Bimokin Tal Chol, Kilu Not HaShira, Yitzal Mizbeach, Hare Adin, V'amizbeach, Yinechad. So you see there's this constant reference of one to the other. The truth is, the etzem musig of having the lishkas hagozes in the makom hamikdash is also very interesting. L'chur makom hamikdash is primarily, even though there's an element of Torah there, but primarily it's a makom avoda, and the Sanhedrin had to be there. So the pshat in it is the same. Let's take Torah avoiding Mil Chasadim. In Torah, the focus is on my being medamim also, on my understanding, on my learning it, on my saying pshat, and so on my passing. Gemilas chasadim is my asi in this world. Avoda is an act of his batlus. His batlus is only shayach to a sheirish. In other words, once I exist, if somebody comes and helps me, let's say you have a child is born, the parents immediately throw him into the street. And somebody comes and raises him, gives him everything good. The person is a tremendous mative. But the kid was an entity before the person was mative to him. True that he might have not lasted too long, but upon the kid existed. His parents, without that, his parents came before his existence and gave him his existence. So the avoda is shayach, his avoda, which is an act of his batlos, whether it's ishtachava, whether the pshat is being makriv, giving you up my dam, or giving up something, is shayach. I'm acknowledging that my existence is not my own but yours. There's no isbatus. If I meet somebody who's in Hilchas Talmud Torah, if I meet a tremendous Talmud Chacham, I have to give him a lot of kavod and derech eretz also good. But there's a special halacha of Rabbi Muvok, which has nothing to do about not paskin. I can paskin. I forget the gidrei dinim of Mordas, but let's say I happen to be b'punik echad with a very 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 big person. I could still am allowed to paskin the way I want to paskin. I'm not mechuyah to battle myself to him, to Rav, you have to battle. In other words, his battles is shayach to entities that I can describe as sherish. This is me. This is where I came from. Rebbe Latana Rebchia Minola. Meek the money vashalim loy. That is the malach avoda. That's the same malach as din. Din means every single din, when Bezin passed on something, the first thing they start off with is, this is the Shulchan Aruch that we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am going to now use my seichel to still to the veil to the Shulchan Aruch. But what gives these laws any type of metzias? And the answer is, they come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the side why by Ela Mishpatim it says that even if you know you're not allowed to be done in our cause, and even if you know the paskin like the Torah and so on and so forth, the emes is it's still a kfira in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because every court there's the guf halachas. In other words, what do we paskin if this is true and this is true and this and this and this? That is the second stage of a court. The first stage of the court is, what is the basis for our law and right to paskin? So a king says, I am king here, and b'meila al pi yisha kol davar, that's the mucker. It's like in England, I believe the queen is the fount of justice. Her declaration is justice. The question of mechateis to the queen doesn't exist. The queen is the fount of justice. So if you go to any type of any instance of our cause that's not Torah, there's a declaration there that the mucker of right and wrong is Knesset. It may be a good Knesset, it may be a very firm Knesset, but it doesn't make a difference. It's a statement, because every standing in front of a court is a statement of such. I saw today, so a firm judge in Israel declared he was very upset with the Haredim that they call it Akkos. Instead, Akkos is Akum, and he's not Oivet Kechav Mazolos, and nobody did Oivet Kechav Mazolos, and on and on. It's Narishkeit. The Sherish of our course is because it's an acknowledgement in what the Sherish of Din is. din always applies to a sheirish, and I need to be able to ask me on what basis. When you say any makir, when the Torah person say enin makirim, that's what they're saying. They're saying misamcha mechatesa that your laws have a takeif on me. That's really the sheirish. So if that's why din and mizbeach and avoda share the same makom, because in essence they both are very similar. In avoda, through maisim and hakrovin etc., I'm acknowledging my sheirish, and in mishpat and in nudin, I'm acknowledging through my sense of right and wrong, through my acceptance of what's right and wrong, what's the makor of the bria. That the bria owes itself to that, because that's be'etzem, it's sheirish, and that's where it has to acknowledge. So, and that's why you have all these parallels of kemish with alakim, and avoda has to be dafukim, shetasu sanhetzem isbeach, because both are an act of acknowledgement of sheirish. Any questions?
No, don't think so.
Okay, it also helps explain another parasha, which it says by Aaron that Elav Shirab, when he was Mekane, he should wear the Chayshan Mishpat, because Chayshan Mishpat is the Chape for Mishpat, and so on, for Ivus Hadin. And the Velt asks, we're talking about Midas Tavis, which is wonderful. Midas Tavis is very, very nice, and there's a lot of good Schar for Midas Tavis. But why would Ivus Hadin be an escape through it? I mean, Ivus Hadin is telling something else. Where's the... So one teretz is a more partial teretz, which is right also, that most evils of mishpat come not because of mistake in seichel, but because of a negia somewhere where midah crept in and made some concern, whatever it is. That is an answer, and it's a good answer. There's another, and I think a much deeper nekuda specifically here. Kina starts usually when there is a havamina that it's mine. For instance, Ein Lecha, two brothers yarshning, is the worst case of kina. Kehevlin Kayan, the first kina's brothers, Yosef and the brothers. Why brothers is their kina? Because I look at my father and I say, Kulishali. It's my father. And someone else is tiny Kulishali, someone else is tiny Kulishali. So because I deher that it's mine, and he deher that it's his, and he does it's his, that's where you have kina. If my next door neighbor gets a new car, I get very jealous. If I go for a ride to the very wealthy section in the area, and I see tons of expensive cars parked in somebody's basement or garage, I don't feel any kinna. It's on mine. It's on my world. It doesn't belong to me. It's not shaykh to my next neighbor. It's shaykh to me. He's in my society. He makes the same amount of money I do. V'chulu. The only time a person is not mekana is when he dehears that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yachas to each one is total. In other words, it's not the pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down on a plate, and now we all run to the plate, and who's getting more, who's getting less. Everyone gets from a different shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The hashpah is to each one separately. In other words, if the things exist as they exist, and then the whistle, for instance, if let's say there's food in the dining room, and the whistle blows, and all the kids run in, and this guy grabs a big piece, a small piece, and this piece, and that piece, there's going to be a lot of issues. But let's say everyone has, you know, let's say they market and packages with the names. So at that nekuda, there's not going to be an issue. I mean, there might be an issue later where a kid's going to say, how come you gave him a bigger portion of me or whatever. But it's not. Jealousy requires a sense that it comes, that it's there, and we're all fighting over it. When Aaron HaKohen was not Mekana, it's a certain deher that what's mine never was his to start with, and what's his was never mine to start with. It's a certain deher of the Mokar and Sheresh Advarim. Kayan and Hevel, Kayan looked around the world and he said, okay, there's a world here, and there's a race between me and him who should get it. There's a certain denial of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mehavet the world. Now, when I run, if the pshat is the world is a pre-packaged lunch, everything in the world has is earmarked for something, then you know the kinah moves the stage right. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu earmark? But it's very different. It's not clapped to the other person. Ivus Hadin is when I don't deher. I can grab it even once it came into the world. It's open for grabs. So the mid of Kinah had a special knach klapper, the way he says it over here, that it's mechapen ivus hadin, because the herring din properly, meaning the sherish of bria lies in everything, the stamp of the bria lies in everything, also does not allow for Kinah.
Can I just ask one thing on the we said before that we mentioned like one Sanhedrin that Shetosim Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMizbeach, these two in Yonim of Din and Avodah, Shayach Adadi. Is there a mashmos in the Gemara from the fact that we say that Shetosim Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMizbeach, like, you know, me Nitla B'mi, that, you know, the Din is Nitla in Avodah, that Kilo Avodah is something which is more...
Yes, in a certain sense, yes, I would say, because the Sanhedrin, when I look at the Sanhedrin Kipshuta, I don't see it. You know, they see the Sanhedrin being done with their own seichel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu being nitla in them. It's a deeper deher that Din is also about some toll in Sanhedrin. That I sit here and I'm saying that what I'm doing with the Maisa Din is telling to them, the Baladinim, to the Mokar, to the Shayrish.
Right, nice. Right.
Okay.
Shkach.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.